What do you wear to the office? All you blokes out there. A nice shirt and dress pants? A full suit? Athleisure? What is worn to the office has changed drastically over the years, and here to explore specifically men's office wear is the Dr. Lorinda Kramer, lecturer in cultural heritage and museum studies at Deakin University. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Lorinda. How are you?
I'm well, Cameron. It's so lovely to be with you today.
Yeah, you too. I saw this in our rundown. I was very excited because I'm a bit of a men's fashionista myself. I just told you off air that I'm wearing a lovely green wool turtleneck and some tweed pants and a jacket. And so I always put a little bit of thought into what I wear to work. So I'm great. Very excited to have a chat to you about this morning.
Look, I love to hear what you're wearing. And I actually think, Cameron, that this points to something that I know we're going to discuss in the next few moments.
Okay, great.
Like, you know, there's often been this idea that men don't care about what they wear. They don't care what they wear to work. But I'm going to challenge that with you today.
Okay, well, I'm happy to challenge that with you entirely. So what are men wearing to the office today, and how does this differ to what they've previously worn?
Yeah, what men are wearing today, I think, really varies widely across Australia. You know, Australia is a country where it's very, very hot up north. It can be very cold down south. I'm in Melbourne today and I'm shivering through a very cold winter day. So I think temperature really influences what men wear. I also think that we have seen a real shift in casual clothes for the office come in, particularly in the second half of the 20th century. And we'll go into more detail about that. But in the first half of the 20th century, people wore much more formal outfits to the office.
Yeah, so what was the cultural significance behind men wearing suits to the office?
So suits had first been introduced in the 19th century, so earlier than what we probably recognise. And in the 19th century, that was really when professional attire came to be more closely associated with what we would think of in the early 20th century. So men would wear a top hat and a frock coat to work. A frock coat was one that had a hem that fell down to the knees. And then around about 1870 in Australia is when we start to see younger men adopt what was known as business fashion. And that was tailored jackets, which had a shorter hem to a frock coat. So this came to the top of the thighs, and that was worn with trousers and a waistcoat. And these waistcoats were sometimes really beautifully patterned, and they often were teamed with really lovely neckwear and bowler hats. But at the turn of the 20th century is when we start to see three-piece suits that are cut from the same cloth, and it's often a dark-coloured woolen cloth worn for work. And these are what became known as business suits.
And what about the working men? What did they wear to work?
Yeah. So funnily enough, at that early turn of the century period, a lot of working men would actually go to work wearing a three-piece suit. They'd then get changed into their work clothes on site. So what was introduced around that time, and there are some fantastic mail order catalogues from Australian department stores that show us the kinds of things that workers were wearing for labouring and outdoor roles. They started to wear overalls, for example, and they also had jeans and shirts were made in really robust cotton or wool cloths that were made for work. They might be reinforced at the knees, for example, but for men who, you know, wore the knees of their trousers out much faster than other men. So there were starting to be, around the 1910s, 1920s, a shift between what men were wearing to the suits that they were wearing to the office, and what working men would change into for their labouring roles.
And how did the Australian context with its heat and weather and historical moments shape the fashion of men's office wear?
Yeah, this is such an interesting question, because we know that up north, men really complained quite bitterly about having to wear a three-piece suit. So imagine if they went to the office in a three-piece suit, that was what was considered respectable at that time. But it was also really quite stifling. And we have a group of men called dress reformers. They formed across many countries around the globe, but also here in Australia, in those first decades of the 20th century in particular. One of their arguments was that men should be able to wear lighter and less restrictive clothes, particularly, you know, lighter suits, and that they could maybe, you know, unbutton their top collar, for example, to take away that constrictive tightness of the collar. So for example, in 1922, there's a man who I loved reading. He wrote a letter to the Daily Telegraph in Sydney. And he noted that all of the talk about dress reform for men and for men, you know, having the potential to perhaps go without collars and coats was all really very good. But for a young city man like him, who needed to look respectable by his employer, he said it was completely unacceptable still at that time. And he wrote that a young man cannot go to work dressed as if he were going to a picnic, which I really love. And I think that that's a really evocative statement. It probably, I think, isn't really until after World War II that we start to see these ideas of dress reform come much more strongly into what men are wearing to work.
And I suppose I would like to ask you, where do we see this change to more casual attire in the workplace? So you've talked about dress reform, and where in the 20th century do we start to see this really casual attire start to come into men's office wear and work wear?
Yeah, I often point to around the 1960s and 1970s at the time where here in Australia we started to see men, for example, wearing shorts and long socks to the office. And that was a real departure from a suit that really up until that point had been what was most common. Certainly some men tried to argue for that in the immediate post-war period, so in the late 1940s, and some menswear magazines, or men's magazines, I should say, full stop. So there's one called Man, the Australian magazine for Man, noted in the 40s that certainly shorts were going to be in for much wider wear than what they had been. But that magazine noted that that was certainly not for 9 to 5 at the bank, was what that particular magazine specified. But if we think to, I think, probably one of the most well-known examples of this casualisation in workwear, I think we could point to Don Dunstan over in South Australia. In Parliament, and he very famously was captured in 1972 wearing a pair of short pink shorts and a white t-shirt on the steps of Parliament House. That's a really iconic image now, and I should say that actually he had worn shorts to work long before then. So there's an Australian magazine called The Bulletin in 1969. It had printed a photograph of Don Dunstan wearing shorts that year and describing this as a summertime example for employees in banks and in the government. So certainly that 60s and 70s was a real turning point. We also had in the 1970s then a shift to safari suits as being quite popular for business wear, though these had also been worn much earlier too, and we have safari suits in the 1940s as well. So it's that point in time that I think men really started to, I guess, show their legs in the office, and that was seen as a much more acceptable thing to do. And of course, it has, I think, gradually since then become even more relaxed.
And just going to look into the modern day now. So where do you see men's fashion in office wear heading? I suppose, where has it come from into the 21st century? And where do you see it heading post-pandemic now, especially with the effects that the pandemic had on office wear?
Yeah, Cameron, it's such a good question. And I was really fascinated during the pandemic to try to trace what commentators and experts were predicting would happen when we all returned to the office after lockdowns. So in the midst of COVID, these commentators were thinking that what would happen would be that clothing that looked more like casual Friday, but was worn every day of the week, might be much more strongly embraced for a really wide variety of workplaces. They also suggested that looser fit tailoring and elasticized waists might be more widely worn, and that lighter fabrics like linen and stretch fabrics might perhaps be combined with more conventional fabric choices, if we could think of it in that sense. On the other hand, there were other commentators and experts who predicted that what would happen in this kind of post-pandemic period would that people would turn in the complete opposite direction and then actually enjoy a return to a more formal attire after long periods of casual dressing. What I've observed, I guess, in these post-pandemic years is a little bit of both. I do see that people are more casual as they go into the office, and I really keenly look out for this in Melbourne's CBD whenever I head into town. So I think we have people in much more casual choices on every day of the week, but I do think we still have dressers who are going to work in really quite formal attire, who have re-embraced those three-piece suits, those really finely cut suits in very high quality woolen fabrics. So I think now there is the option for both. I think employers have rethought what's acceptable for workwear, and I think they're perhaps more comfortable with the fact that people can work very well, even if they're in relaxed clothing.
That's a very insightful idea there. A really insightful discussion, Lorena. Thank you so much for joining me this morning to talk about this.
Oh, Cameron, it's such a pleasure.
That was Dr. Lorinda Kramer, lecturer in cultural heritage and museum studies at Deakin University, talking to us about how the fashion of men's office wear came to be the way it is and how we see it evolving into the future.